Okay, continuing now with Bava Basra, Daf Gimel. We'd ended off yesterday's Daf with the Psak of the Rambam that Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, that it is a problem, in different opinions in the Rishonim as to what exactly is the problem. The person, either maybe it's a din, like an Ayin Hara, that is a halachic concept that people don't want people watching them and it affects them, or just that they feel inhibited by someone watching them and then they wouldn't feel comfortable to, you know, act in a normal way. That's Hezek Ria. Saul brought down, what about Hezek Shmia? Meaning, what if I build a wall where I can hear what's going on? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has in Choshen Mishpah, in Sim Kuf Nun Dalad, he brings that there is no inyan of Hezek Shmia. Whereas in terms of the Mazik, if you could hear what the person is saying, so then Me'ikar Hadin, that's not called a Hezek, but it's pasnish, you know, it's like Losachir Rachib Amisachle. If you're not going around, you know, reporting to others, so if you're certain to others, you shouldn't do it yourself either. So really, from the halachic aspect of it, it's not a problem, but just as the menschlichkeit, one should not make a wall in such a way that you could eavesdrop and hear what your neighbor's talking about in his chatzer. Okay, so we are picking up now at the top of Gimel. Lishna Achrina. Okay, so a new version of what the actual discussion was. Only said like this. Savura, the base medrash, they thought originally what to say like this. My mechitza. What does it mean when our Mishnah said the word mechitza? Plugta. That means to divide up. Not really making a wall, but they're going to now arrange who's getting what. The pasuk says, Vatehi mechzas ha'eda. The division, the mechzas, the division of the congregation, what they did. They came into Rotsu, and since now they want to divide up their land. In this case, bonus akoisa about korchan. They're forced to now. You must build a wall. So Almi, see from the fact that once you want to divide it up and make a section for you and a section for me, you have to build a wall. So Alma Hezek Riesh Me Hezek. So this is a proof that we can conclude that comes out that the Hezek Riesh is called Hezek. Amos, let's say like this. No, my mechitza, maybe not. Maybe what does it mean when we said mechitza, like we said yesterday, Guda, Rashid Akosel. It's a wall. It's a wall, that's what it means. The Tanan, Mechita, Sakerem, Shinifritzov. You have the Bryce that says about the Kli HaKerem, where the partition, the Mechitas of the Kerem, which separates from the grain, there was a break in it now. So Omlo Gador, we tell the guy to rebuild it. He does. Nifritzov happens again. Omlo Gador, we tell him to build a Mechita, a wall between the Kerem and the grain. So this Yayish Hemena Velo Godra, if he has Yayish, he gives up. He says, I'm not going to do it. He neglects to make all these repairs, and he didn't build a wall. Hareze Kidesh Vechai Ba'achre Yusa. So we saw yesterday that now it's become, here Kidesh means it becomes Osir. It's Kli HaKerem. He can't get any Hanah from it. Now he is Chayav to pay for the loss that incurred because of his neglect. So time to Rotsu. So it comes like this. This is the kasha comes from here. The reason is because they wanted to. They want to. That's why you have to make the wall. Hello Rotsu. But if they did not want to both make the wall, we're not going to be forced to do it if nobody wants to. So according to this, the conclusion would be Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. It's not considered to be a damage what you can see by looking at someone. See, Hochi, one second. If so, bonin es hakoisel, bonin oso mi boile. Same for what we had yesterday. If you're going to tell me that's pshat, so then it shouldn't say build the wall, say build it. Elamai must be plugged to. Must be in the word. When the Mishnah uses the word mechitza, it's talking about making, once you decide to divide up the wall. See, Hochi, so if that's true, then, shirotu lasos mechitza, shirotu lachasos mi boile. Shouldn't say they want to make a mechitza, they want to divide up. They wish to make a division now. So, no. Kid Amr Inshi, like people say, Tana Avid Plugta, come, let's make a division. So, in other words, you can understand the Mishnah as people who just want to make a division among their commonly, jointly owned area. See, Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. If you're going to tell me that Hezek Ria is a problem, so my area Rotsu. Why did the Tana specify a case where they wanted to? If you want to, that's when you build a wall. If it's really a problem, then I feel a Rotsu Nami. Even if you don't want to, you have to. You have to force them to do it. Even if they don't want to do it, but it's a problem. You're mazik him. So Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? It's talking about Chatzur because she ain't bodin chaluka. It's not has a halacha of dividing it up, meaning where you have these shutfim in the chatzer, they can't force the person to do it unless it's big enough that everyone's going to get at least their own dalal amos. but it's not that big enough, right? That's what it means. Shein v'chlukim, it's not big enough to divide it up, right? V'hura d'ratu, but nevertheless, right? They want to divide it up. Umay kamash melans, and what's the chiddush? What's the Tana teaching over here? Techiles be din chaluka kiratzu pligi. That in a case where the schatzu was not big enough, they're not each going to get by dividing up their dal damos. As we said yesterday, dal damos is 7, according to Rav Moshe, 7 feet 3 inches, right? Tanina, we learned this already in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, a Masai, when they don't divide it up. Because it's not big enough, Bizman Shein Shneim Rotin, that they don't want to. Ava Bizman Shneim Rotin, but they both want to divide it. Avilu Pachos Mikan Cholkin, even if it's less than the required amount to get, so you do make the chalukah, you do divide it up. So Gemara says like this, right? E Mehosim, if I would have learned the halacha only from there, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, Havamin, I would have thought to say like this. Afilu Pachos Mikan, when it's smaller than this, that's been misevas. These little baum, these little like pegs, these little like windows, meaning they don't block the actual view. It's a marker, it's a barrier, but it's really not obstructing anyone's view. So kamash malan hochas. That's why over here in our case we learn kosel. You have to really build a real wall, not just these types of little peg things to separate it. But listening, 1 second. So if it's true, let's have the mission say like this. Ha de lo lisni hoch, right? The Mishnah should be taunting it this way and don't teach the other one, meaning this Mishnah has more details than the other one. No, Sefer is really late. No, we needed it because the Sefer of the other Mishnah, the Kisvei HaKodesh, right? The Kisvei HaKodesh, which are written in a single scroll, Afal Pi Sheshneim Roitzin, even though they both want to, Lo Yichaloku. We don't divide them up. Okay? Then we have these parentheses, Lishna Chwin of Chirotsu Maihave, Lahadarbe. They want to divide it, what's the big deal, right? So Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Bishikonu, Miyado. When they made a kinyan with it to confirm what they were committing to do themselves. The Ashmeina Bishainba Din Chaluka of Hudurotsu, right? So rather than teaching the case where the Chotzer is not supposed to be divided, the Ishma'inan beyeshba din chaluka, teach me a case where there is enough for that doon, fa'af agab lo ratzu, and even though they don't want to do it, then you have to, right? Ishma'inan beyeshba din chaluka, fa'af agab lo ratzu. If you would have taught me the case where their chatzah is big enough, but they don't want to, havmina would have said, she'ein ba din chaluka, afilu ratzu namilo. In a case where there isn't large enough, and even if they want to, you still don't have to do it. So kamash malan. So that's why it taught me that you are forced to participate in building the wall. Mi matzis amr hachi. Can you really say that? What? Ha ketani seifa. The mission is again going to the mission on Yud Aleph. A masai. When do we not divide the chotze? Because again, it's not big enough. Bizman she'ein shneihem rotzin. That's in the case where these two shutfin, these two joint owners in the chotze, they don't want to divide it up. But in a case where both of them want to, yes, divide up their chotzer, yachloku, then they do divide it up, even if it's smaller than that. So aren't we talking about the Mishnah when you're telling the builder, we're talking about building a kosel, have to really divide it up? Because lo, it's not necessarily talking about a building a wall. I'm a safe us ba'alma. Just again, the pegs, the windows, according to some Rishonim, but not a real, real wall that would, you know, prohibit them from going across. So I said, okay, if that's true, listen high, velo listen high. So then have the Mishnah teach this Mishnah and not the other one, because this Mishnah has more details. No, safe itzrichle. We need it because the safe of that Mishnah, which said, okay, that's that. Even if they don't want to divide up the Kisvei Kodesh, that's the end of the parentheses. Some are glorious, some are not. Now, here we go. Went a little faster on that. But my ukimta lemasnisin. So, what's the ukimta? How are you explaining? How are you establishing the case of our Mishnah like this? B'she'ein bodin chaluka. In a case where the chotzer is not required to be divided up. I b'she'ein bodin chaluka. If there's no din of chaluka, kiratzu may have. So if they want to divide up, so who cares? Right? How can you force somebody to build it? Right? They don't want it. Right? Nehadrubahu, they could just be choizer and retract. So amravasi, amrav yochanan, shikonu miyodan. No, the case is where they made a kinyan, and once you make a kinyan, at that point you can't pull back, you can't retract and get out of the deal. So one just asks, chikonu miyodan may have. Even if they did a kinyan, so my havi, what does that do? Kinyan is Devarim Ba'almahu. It's a verbal. It's a speak. There's no transfer of anything. And they made a verbal commitment that in the future we're gonna make a wall. Well, that's it. But there was no real transfer anything over here. So Gemara says b'shekano miyodan beruchos. They did the ruchos, meaning not only did they divide up where we're going to do it, but they even figured out who's going to get what part of the chatzah, right? So then, because now they're actually talking about this part of the chatzah will be mine, that's that now the kinyan is shaykh to real karka. So that's why it's valid. It's not just devarim, it's ruchos, means the areas of it, the part of the land that's going to belong to each one of the partners. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, keep going, for example, Shahalach Zeh B'toch Shalo V'chzik. He walks along his part of the chatzer and he makes a chazak on it. V'zeh B'toch Shalo V'chzik. And this guy walks along his part and he makes a chazaka. Some of the Rishonim, I think it's Orachayim HaKadosh, says that's when Avraham Avinu was told to walk the width of Eretz Yisrael. He was Kona Eretz Yisrael. Okay, good. Continuing down, the mission said, Malkum Shinog Livnois, in a place where the Minog is to build. Again, we talk about the Gavil, the Gozis, the Ksifim, Levainim, right? The different ones. You have to use that material. So I'm just going to go through and figure out what exactly is the different material. Gavil, Avne Delo Mishapya. So we said that the Gavil are stones that haven't been planed, haven't been cut. Gozis avne dimishafe. They are stones that have yes been planed. The Chassidus Pasuk says kol ela avanim yikaros kemidos gozis. These are all the expensive, costly stones. According to the Mezzah, they were chiseled. Gozis means they were chiseled, right? They were saws. Fine. Pasuk in Melachim Aleph. So you see that the chiseled, the gozels, are the ones that have been smoothed out. Ksifim, what are those? Archei. Those are small little bricks. Levenim are livne, are bigger bricks. Omerle. Rabba b'rei the Rabba Ravashi mimai de gavil. How do you know the gavil is talking about avnei de lo meshafya ninhu, the ones that have not been chiseled, right? V'hai tefach yaseira lemursha de karnasa. So this extra tefach that you have to give on the gavil wall, right, for the gauzes, maybe that's for these extra edges that are like sticking out. I mean, the gavil is six tefachim because the stones haven't been cut down. They haven't been chiseled. They're not smoothed out. So that's why they stick out a little bit, right? Dilma, maybe palga de gozis hu. Maybe gavil are half the thickness of the gozis, right? They're also 2.5 tefachim, right? Which is 5. The high tefach yisera levene urbe hu. This extra tefach is for the space between them, right? Meaning like this: the gavil is actually two walls of the stones that are each 2.5 tefachim thick. And the two walls are separate with one tefach in the middle. That's what you fill in with like the mortar to make it stronger. Kidaka amrinan, as we say like this. Kisifim, kifisim, I said backwards, kifisim, arche, right? Levenim livne. That again, the what's it called? The kifisim are the small bricks and the levenim are the big bricks. The high tefach yesera levene urbe. And the extra tefach of thickness between the wall of the kifisim, right, compared to levenim, is for the space between them. So Amalei Shavash is a back with Tamech according to your reasoning. Yes, Nikash, I'll explain to you. The Kasha is back on you as well. Kifisim Orchim Menolim. How do we know the Kifisim are small bricks? Ela Gemara Gemira Law. We have it's a Masara. This is the halacha we have, but this is what it is. So Gavil Nami Abne Delo Meshafia. So too, just like we know what the Kifisim are from the Masara, also here Gemara Gemira Law. That's the Masara is that the Gavil refers to the ones that have not yet, the stones that have not been chiseled. Okay, Igan Amri, a little bit different version of what the discussion was. Omer Rav Acha Berei Derav Avyul Ravashi Mimai Dehai Kefisin. How do we know that these Kefisin Archininu? These really are the small bricks, and they're 1/2 the width of the large ones. The High Tefach Yaseiru Levene Urbe, and the extra tefach of the thickness of the wall for the kifisin is compared to them. That's for the space between them. Dilma mai kifisin. Maybe the kifisin are avne delo meshafian. They're stones that have not been chiseled or planed or smoothed out. V'hai tefach yisera lemursha de karnavasod. And this extra tefach of the wall is for the parts that are sticking out on the edges, right? And we can prove that kedamrin, like we said, the gavil, the regular gavil, avnei delo meshafyan, those are stones that have not been smoothed. Gozes avnei meshafyan, and the gozes are the stones that have been chiseled. High tefach yisera lemursha dekarnasa, and this extra thickness of the gvil is for the meaning the fact that the gvil is thicker than the gauzes is because of the edges that are sticking out. So Amalei Ravashi said back, the tamech according to your reasoning, gvil avnei de lo meshafinin menolan. How yel gvil are not the stones have been chiseled. El gemar gemir lo. Excuse me, that's our mesora. Hachanami gemar gemir lo. So too. By the kfisin, we know that's our mesorah. Gemara Gemila means that it's the way we've been taught that they are the small bricks. So Amar Abaye, Shema Amino, Abaye says you hear from this kol beine urbe, the space between the two rows of a wall, that's always a tefach. Hani mili betina, that's talking about when you're filling in between the walls with mortar. Avabe richsa. Right, if you're using riks as like gravel, so boy tfei, you need a little bit bigger of a space. Igid armi some say like this, hanimi libe riksi, that's when you're usually filling it in with gravel. Avabatina, but if you're using the mortar, lo boy kulihai, you don't need as much, and then even less than a tefach would work for that. Okay, so I'm gonna ask like this, the memra, does this mean to say, divigozi is kol arba amos gova, that for every 4 amos you have, they have to have havile pursia, Chamsha. So then you do 5 tefachim of thickness, koi. That's the ratio you have to have. Again, 4 amos tall, and it'll be 5 tefachim thick, ilo, lo koi. And if it's not going to have this ratio, then it's not going to stand because you don't have the height and the thickness together. V'ho, amatraxin. Now, what's the amatraxin? The amatraxin is part of in the base of Migdash. When you walk past the heichal, there's a separation between the heichal and the Kodesh Kodoshim. It was that's what the Gemara calls the amatraxin. So we're going to go through discussing what it is, just in terms of where it was located. That's just to get this straight. It's the curtain or the walls. We'll see that divided between Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. So one asks like this. We're going to base upon this whole ratio thing by the dimensions. Again, the amatraxin to have a gevor tlosin amahasa. The amatraxin was 30 amos high. They'll have a pusya elishis. But it was only 6 tefachim v'kam, but it did stand. So you see the ratios are not the same. 30 tall is much bigger than right through, because we're talking about dal amos has to be 5 tefachim. Here it had 6 tefachim, it was 30. Now it came to ikat tefach yaseira, more hands because it had an extra tefach. It went from 5 tefachim to 6 tefachim. That makes all the difference. Koi therefore was able to stand even to such a huge height as 30 amos. 30 amos is only 60 feet according to some. Right, 60-foot wall with 6 tefachim of thickness. I have a mikdash sheni, but then the second base of mikdash, my time below all the amatraxin. They didn't make this amatraxin to separate between the heichal and kodesh kodashim. Kikoi betulosim koi. When they had it, they had 30. Right, it's a fail or koi, because it would not be able to stand if it was more than that. Meaning, you have to know that the Gemara is explaining that its answer because the second base hamigdash was taller than the first base hamigdash. So therefore, this separation, this partition between kodesh kodashim and heichal also would have to be higher. So it couldn't have lasted. It couldn't have gone up to the more than 30 tefachim. Umanalim to have a gevor tvei. How do we know that the second base of Migdash was taller than the first base of Migdash? Tichsiv, Godol yeh kvod ha'ayis hazeh ha'achra min harishon, pasuk in Chagai. That this one will be greater. This will be greater than the first one. Rav Shmuel, this is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What exactly is the greatness of it? To Amr lo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Omar Bebinyan, one said that it was the size, the actual physical structure was greater. Chad Omar, on the top of Amud Beis, Bishonim, it was greater in years, that the second base of Migdash was going to stand for a longer period of time than the first base of Migdash. Right? Was Rashi say Bishonim base Bais Rishon Amud Dalad Meos for Esser 410 years Vaisheni Dalad Meos for Esrim, so it's 420 years. It also remnants that in the word Kossis, right? Kossis, Chaf Tes Yud Tes is the first is 420 and the second two letters are 410. That's a remnants to the amount of years that each one of the Bati Mikdash was stood. First base Mikdash was 410, second one was 420. So again. It's one opinion holds that it's, excuse me, one holding opinion that holds it is what? It's a din in how big it was. That was the greatest. One holds how long it was. Ve'isilha u'isilha. And both are true. Meaning it was both bigger in size, right? Structure. And it was also lasted longer, an extra 10 additional years. Okay, someone asks, "V'navid tlosin amin b'binyan." And the second base of Mignus was really taller than you needed then, so then they should have made a wall that would have been 30, right? The idach in the remaining part, na'avid proches. So no, just need to make a proches for the rest of the it was 70 amos, right? Difference between the two of them, right? He called tlosin amahos, so na'ami. This would have been impossible because even the 30 amos high wall, agav tikra ma'aziva habikoi, it has the ceiling and the plaster which attaches with the top that helps it stand below tikra of ma'aziva. But if you don't have the ceiling, you don't have the plaster, lo habikoi, it wouldn't stand in place. Okay, someone says, well, I'll give you another idea. V'lavid ma de'esh v'vinyan, make as tall as you could by itself. And then, le'avid idach paroches, make a curtain for the remaining part of the height. So Rabbi, no, Gemiri, we have a Masorah, ikulahu bevinyan, ikulahu beparoches. You have to do, it's not a mix and match, it's one or the other. The whole thing has to be a binyan, or the whole thing has to be with a curtain. Ikulahu bevinyan, the mikdash, the way we learn this, because in the first base of Migdash, it was all done with a wall, ikulahu beparoches, and the fact we know they had the whole thing, if you're going to do, you have to make a whole separation with the paroches, that was learned out from the Mishkan. The Gemara now continues and says, "Ibai luhu." Question was asked. Now, when we're talking about these measurements, "Hain v'sidon," does it include with the plaster as well? "Odilma hain below sidon," or does it not include the plaster? So, Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak mistabra logically hain v'sidon. It must be that's including the measurement of the wall and the plaster. The isakadaita hain below sidon. So you can tell me that it's the wall without the sidon. Lisne lishiure. Then you should have told me that with the shiurim elalav shmamino, you say hein besidon. It's them with their plaster. Lo, the only malach you tell you like this hein below sidon. It's them without their plaster. Bekevin delo have tefach latani. That really it's without the plaster because it doesn't have the thickness of a tefach. Then the Tana is not going to teach us such a small measurement. The Rambam when passing this in Hilchos Shechinim Perek Beis. It's halacha yud ches. So first he gives the measurements we saw from the Mishnah. Malkum shnagu livnois koslim mabdilin mechatzeres. Obakonos, right? Obavonim she'inim gozis ze noisin shlosh tefachim ze noisin shlosh tefachim. Each gives the three tefachim. The gozis ze noisin tefachim mechza 2.5 ze noisin tefachim mechza. The kfisim zenosin tefachaim zenosin tefachaim 2 and 2, but the veinim with these other breaks zenosin tefach zetechometzav zenosin tefach mechza. V'chol shiur ha'elu, all of these measurements are given ove hakoisel im hasid. The Rambam Paskins that talk about the thickness with the plaster as well, right? V'hoil umakam hakoisel mishal shnehem, and since the place of the wall belongs to both of these partners, both of these people in the chater. Im nafel hakosel hare hamakom habonim shel shnehim. It falls down both the space and the stones belong to both of them. Vafilu nafel reshus acher. Even they fall into somebody else's property, right? Erched. Oh, shepino echod mehem es kol habonim. Or one guy grabs one, puts him into his things. Reshuso betonah tainas shemachlo chaveru chelko. He sold it to me. On oslam betonah, he gave it to me as a gift. Ain't a nemer. He's not believed. Ela hare hu hain b'shushal shnehem ad shiavo rai. You have to bring a rai. Hamoitz mechaveru al haraya. So that's we'll see later on. The Gemara is going to discuss how we mark them up. Okay, but that is how the Rambam Paskins are. That again, the halach emerges that it's with the plaster, with the sid, is part of the shiur. Vahakatani, the tantop of the bricks, the levayim, zenosin tefachel mechza, zenosin tefachel mechza, hosim chazil itz tarufei. Over there, when the Mishnah was talking about less than one tefach, that's because it could be combined into becoming a full tefach. Tashma hakora. Akora is the beam, the cross beam for being matir carrying in an alleyway, right? So sha'om with this we said rochava kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be wide enough to be able to hold a small brick. Ariach chatzi levena shel shlosh tefachim, and this small brick is half a large brick, which is three tefachim. So you see that Mishnah is talking about the brick without the sid. So hasam b'ravavasa. Though over there it's talking about large bricks that measure three tefachim. And here, our Mishnah is talking about bricks that are a little bit less than three tefachim, right? So the shear of three tefachim includes that sid that they are coated with. So where it says daikanami, it's good. You can read it precisely as well. Diktani shel shlosha tefachim. If it's three tefachim, mechla deika zutra shmamina. So if the fact that there's a that says it's three tefachim, the diak is that there also is a smaller one as well. So as yeah, shmamina. You see from here that Mishnah is in fact yes referring to. To what's it called? Larger bricks. Okay. New sugi, again, talking about things that have collapsed. So, Amar of Chizda, lo listor inish beiknishta, person shouldn't destroy a shul, ad vnei beiknishta achriti, when you have another shul to daven. You can't destroy one shul to have another one up and ready to go. So, Igid Amar, some say mishum pshiusa, some say it's beginning to be negligent, and if you destroy it, you maybe won't get around to building a new one after you destroy the old shul. Some say mishum tsaluya, you have to have a place to daven. Because in the meantime, when you don't have a shul, you'll have nowhere to daven. Samai benai, what's the nafkamina between the whether it's because of pishiusa, you're going to be pusheya, whether it's going to have a place for tsalusa, you're going to be able to daven. So ikah benai, one nafkamina is to ikah beknishta achriti. If you have another shul, meaning you destroyed your shul, you have no place to go. So since the tzibah could go somewhere else to daven, so there's still the concern. You're never going to rebuild that one, but if it's because of you don't have where to go, you do have where to go. Marema Omar Zutra Sosri Uvani Uvana Bay Kaita Besisva Uvane Bay Sisva Bekaita. So Marema and Omar Zutra would destroyed and built a summer shul in the winter, and they built a winter shul in the summer so that they would never be left without a place to daven. Omar Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi Gavu Zuze Umachti. What's the din? If you have the money, you've collected it. We have it in front of us. We got the check. The Gavir wrote a big, big check. Now we have it already. At that point, when I have the money sitting in front of me now, is there a hetzer to go ahead and destroy the old shul before building the new one? So Amalei Ravashi says back to him, Dilma misirame luhu pidyon shibuyim. If you have a luhu, no, maybe a different mitzvah, important one's going to come up. Pidyon shibuyim is going to come up, and you're going to take all this money, this $1 million you have sitting right here, and you're going to do pidyon shibuyim. Again, I'm exaggerating, because the more it talks about in pidyon shibuyim, whether we do it with an exorbitant amount of funds or not, that's the Gemara in the sugi in Gittin. But Lamaise, if you have the money for the shul and another need would come up, maybe you're going to give that money for that urgent thing. And now you're left without a shul. So you would have to build it before. Shrigi livne vahadre hudre lemachte kishure. Ravina says that what's it in if the bricks to use are piled up, right? The boards are piled up. Everything's ready to go. My, what's in that case? Now can I destroy it? I got all the materials right here. Omle zinin de misrami luhu pidyon shivuyin. No, sometimes even so, you pidyon shivuyin will come up. The zavne bahav luhu. You have to now sell all this building materials. You'll sell the lumber, right? The lumber went up very much over COVID. It's expensive lumber. So now you sell it. You get the money. You go do pidyon shivuyin. If so, you're going to sell the materials in order to pidyon shivuyim, afilu bonanami, then even they already built it, you should be considering you're going to sell the shul. You sell the shul for that, and then you'll use the money to do that. So according to that, you'll never be able to destroy an old shul. So amalei, dirase de enoshe lo mezab. No, a person doesn't sell their own house, and you're certainly not going to sell a shul, so therefore once you have a shul built up, you don't have to be concerned about doing that. Alright? Velo amaron ele de lo chazi be tiyuha. That this is talk where you can't destroy it. There's no cracks in it. It's not falling apart. But if you see that there are cracks in it, you could destroy the old shul and build it. He lived in Masa Machasia, and he saw there were cracks there. So Sasha, he destroyed it. And he destroyed it, and he brings his bed in there at the construction site, so nothing's going to be delayed, right? Because he needs protection from the elements. And he didn't take his bed away from there until they finished building the shul. And they even put the drain pipes on the shul. So you see that's a way of being mizaris when the gadol hador sets up his bed on the spot. So you got to do something to protect him. So that lit a fire, so to speak, and got the construction crews to move very quickly. Okay, now we're going to see an interesting Gemara. We'll start it with Bava ben Buta. So Bava ben Buta, just as a hakdama, was one of the greatest talmidim of Shammai. Sometimes he's still passing like Beis Hillel, but Bava ben Buta was in that time period. Okay, so here we go. Ubav ben Buta, hechi aspele aitza lehordus lemistere lebeis hamikdash. So how could Bava ben Buta given an aitza to Hordus, Herod, right? Hordus to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, right? To Amr of Chizda, Chizda says, Ardin, we just said, lo listor inshe, inish, beiknishta adabei knishta achriti. You can't destroy until you have a new one there, right? So it says, Ibois aim, if you want to say, I can tell you as follows, Tiwa Chazabe, he saw these cracks in the first Beis Hamikdash. Vibois aim, our second reason why he could use this machus shiny. When you're dealing with a malchus, that is a different set of rules to a hadrabe, because they never go back in their decisions, right? So you have to be concerned about this. Again, we said one was pshiuso, they're going to be negligent. You don't have to worry about the malchus, right? I guess at least back then, at least a government would never go back on what it said it was going to do. To lo hadrabe. To Amr Shmuel, I Amr le machuso akarna ture. If Shmuel says if the government says it's going to uproot the mountain, akature v'lohadabe, they'll uproot the mountain. They will not retract on their words. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up next time with the stories of Hordus.